It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Well, let's see what's troubling the McGees tonight before we get into our story.
Doggone your Aunt Sarah anyhow, Molly. How in Tunket does she expect anyone to read this postcard? Look at it. What's it say?
It says, tell McGee to talk modified 3. Heavenly days, what does that mean?
Oh, I know. Well, trust your Aunt Sarah to know a goodbye when she sees it. The Modified 3 is a prudential life insurance plan that's low cost from start to finish.
Well, don't let me dangle, McGee. Tell me facts.
Okay. Now, just imagine you're the head of a happy household.
Yes.
You got a nice little family, and you're determined to make sure if anything happens to you, they'll be taken care of. But you also want life insurance protection that you can afford. A really low-cost plan.
So I call my prudential agent. He shows me the Modified 3.
And you like it. On account of because the premium you pay for the first 3 years is actually 15% lower than in later years.
Uh-huh.
But then in those later years, the Prudential pays you annual dividends. And you can use these dividends to reduce the increased premium.
So, folks, your Prudential agent will tell you what you want to know about this low-cost Modified 3 plan. Just call him today.
Mrs. McGee, busy with her chores upstairs, suddenly realizes that for the last 20 minutes she hasn't heard a sound from her husband downstairs. Taking a housewifely shot in the dark, she goes to the head of the steps and calls,
McGee, close that refrigerator and get out of the kitchen. You'll spoil your lunch.
What are you talking about, Molly? I'm right here in the living room.
Oh. Well, you were so quiet, I just naturally supposed...
I'm reading the paper, Molly. Hey, come here. Listen to this.
What is it?
Come closer. I can't read it out loud.
Why not?
Well, it's in a column here marked personal. That's a joke. It says old phonograph records wanted. We'll pay highest prices.
Is that all? What's so interesting about that?
Don't you see, kiddo? Here's a chance at last to clean out that big box of old records we got sitting in the attic. Up to now, it hasn't been worth lifting to throw them out. But if this guy's willing to pay money for them, I don't see why...
Well, I'll certainly be glad to get rid of those things. Finally. Do you think they're worth anything?
Not to me, they're not, but it says here the guy pays highest prices. Whatever that is. Gee, there must be at least 150 records up there. Even if we only get a dime apiece, that's $50.
How much?
Well, 40. 35?
Keep trying.
Well, what's the difference? It's still going to be a windfall, even if it's just a breeze. Those old records are not doing...
Hey there, kids! Anybody home?
It's the old-timer. Just the guy I need to give me a hand. We're in the living room, old-timer. Come on in, boy. Come on in. Come in.
Said the spider to the fly.
We'll bring him downstairs and dust him off. You call the guy, will you, Molly? His number's in the ad.
Hey, what guy, Johnny?
I'll tell you about it on the way upstairs. We're going to move Caruso, Columbo, and Cohen on the telephone downstairs out of our attic. Careful now, old-timer. Careful. The stairs are right behind you.
Hey, sure heavy. I got her, though. Keep her coming.
Easy now, easy. Watch your end.
Thanks for the warning, son. That's my tenderest part.
McGee, I talked to the man on the phone. Mr. Rafferty, his name is.
Good. Now watch it around the landing now. You got to turn it.
He said he'd be over in an hour.
A little more to your left.
Okay, I'll turn her.
Not to your right, the left, the left.
Dear, what a mess.
Johnny's fault, daughter. His fault. Very stupid.
My fault? Me? I kept telling you to turn left.
Very foolish of you. Anybody who's lived here as long as you should ought to know. I don't know my right from my left. You should have pointed.
Never mind. I'll get a broom and...
Come in.
Well, hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hi, kids. I was just passing by. Holy smoke, what a mess.
Just par for the course, doctor.
Oh. Johnny misdirected me, Doc. He made me drop him.
Come on, Tank Tummy. Peel off your overcoat and help us pick him up, will you? That is the busted ones.
Well, you got some mighty nice pieces there, my boy. What are you doing, starting a trend? Short playing records?
Oh, cut it out, needle noodle. There's a guy coming over here after a while to buy these records. You going to help us pick them up or not?
Okay, I'll start with these over here and pick out the unbroken ones. Hey, where'd you get this one?
Out of the attic, Doc. We got them all
Gee
out of the attic.
Whiz, I haven't heard this record since...
What is it, Doctor?
It's an old Bing Crosby.
What are you doing with the record player, Fatso? Oh, now, look, we got work to do. We have no time to listen
to
you
kids, but sit down a minute. Let's take a break first. Listen to that.
Everywhere I go.
Oh, let's see what else you got.
Oh, for the...
Oh, no. Helen Kane singing Bode O'Doe. And look at here. George M. Cohen vocal. Goodbye, Ma. Goodbye, Pa. Goodbye, Mule with the old hee-haw.
See what a big fat help he's going to be. Well, come on, Doc. Cut out the reminiscing and let's get to work. We'll never get done if you got to listen to every dad-ratted record we pick up.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly. Here's a tip to women, to the young who are looking forward to a lifetime career, and to the middle-aged looking toward security. Right now, throughout this country, there is a desperate need for more nurses to serve in hospitals and private duty, in teaching and research, in the Veterans Administration and the Armed Forces. For the young woman who is a high school graduate or college student, professional nursing offers many compensations. You work with doctors, graduate nurses, and other skilled people in a team relationship. And you can become a registered nurse after completion of a 3-year program. Older persons up to 55 will find many advantages to be gained from enrolling as a student in practical nursing. Although there are more nurses active today than ever before, the ever-increasing needs for nursing service have created a demand for still more. As a result, countless opportunities are open to women wanting a career and security. For further information, inquire at your nearest school of nursing or hospital.
Play that part again, that last part.
Yeah, Doctor, play it.
Hey, that's a humdinger.
Oh, kids, if that man's on his way over, don't you think we better stack the good ones and get going?
Well, we'll get to it. Go on, drop the needle again. Just on that last part.
Okay. Look out, kids. Here she comes again.
Crazy, man.
Boy, they just don't write sentimental songs like that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it gets you right here.
Yeah,
it
sure does.
It's real cool. Oh, goodness. Will you look what I found? Look at this one, will you?
What's that?
Where?
It's our song, McGee's and Mine. Remember this one, dearie?
Let's see. Oh, I should say I do.
Many's the night we'd sit out on the porch and he'd sing it to me in the moonlight. Remember, McGee? In the old porch swing?
Yeah. Megaphone in one hand and an oil can in the other, trying to drown out the squeaks in the swing so as I could be heard.
But it was a losing battle. As soon as the squeaks died down and McGee could be heard, the dog started howling.
Oh, it wasn't that bad. My friends told me I used to sound just like Harry Richmond.
You sure it wasn't Harry Carey?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll have you guys know that back in the 20s when I was in vaudeville with an old friend of mine by the name of Fred Nittany...
Yeah, we know, dearie. Now put the record on.
Okay.
Listen to this, Doctor. I think this is one of the prettiest love songs ever written. Go ahead, play it, McGee. Shh. Listen now. Oh, McGee, that's not the one.
That'll teach you to make fun of my voice.
Oh, now cut it out.
Okay.
Let me play the right one. Now, everybody be quiet.
Sweet and lovely. Sweeter than the roses in May. Sweet and lovely.
Come here, McGee. Sit here by me. Isn't that just beautiful?
Well, there we are.
Yeah, and got them all stacked, Molly. All set for the big record sale.
Good.
We still got 28 left, daughter, that we didn't break.
Well, I guess we're lucky to... Uh-oh, here's our man. I'll let him in.
We ought to get at least 15 bucks out of this.
How do you do, sir? Come right in.
Oh, thank you. I'm Mr. Rafferty.
And... Well, I'm glad to see you. I'm Mrs. McGee, and this is my husband.
How are you, Mr. Rafferty?
Not too well. I thought I'd start a record collection as a hobby, but it's pretty discouraging.
Discouraging?
How do you mean?
Well, I get lots of calls, but every time I get to someone's house, they've changed their mind and don't want to part with them.
Well, you won't have that trouble here. You can have this lot right here. 25 beautiful, rare old records. Soon as we settle the price. Right, Molly?
Right. Except, of course, Russ Colombo singing our song, Sweet and Lovely.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We don't want to part with that one for anything. But there's still 24. All good old rare...
Hey, wait a minute, Johnny. Don't you remember? You promised me that Betty Boop record for helping you kids out.
Yeah, and Molly, you said I could have Goodbye Ma, Goodbye Pa, Goodbye Mule with the old hee-haw.
No, she didn't. That was the one I wanted.
That's right, Doc. Yours is Tiger Rag.
Sure.
Oh, well, I think I'd rather have Our Sweet Mystery of Life. Unless I can have both. Could I?
Oh, I guess so. But now let's sell the rest
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who put Dardanella back on the pile there? I want that. I had it put aside.
Well, if you're going to keep that, I'll take Jada.
Yeah, then why can't I have Cohen on the telephone?
Well, if you kids are going to have another choice, I want this record by Morris Chevalier.
Now,
well,
wait a minute.
You took that other one, though.
Moonlight and Roses?
What was that?
Yeah, who left? Oh, him.
Yes, poor man. He looks so sad. I guess his is not an easy life.
Oh, well. Now, stop grabbing everybody. Yeah. We'll play him again and draw straws for him. Put Dardanelle on again, kiddo. I'll make a list of what we got here, and then what we got left, they can...
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. This is John Wald with some advice to help you through those busy weekday hours. Stay tuned to NBC for the finest in daytime entertainment. Monday through Saturday mornings, for example, you'll hear Mary Margaret McBride, one of your favorite people for many years, in an informal program featuring items of interest to women everywhere, plus some entertaining and informative highlights designed to keep you up to date in this busy world of ours. Also in the morning, you'll find Quiz Fun with Strike It Rich and The Phrase That Pays. Then in the afternoon, drama with your longtime friends like Just Plain Bill, Young Widder Brown, Stella Dallas, and Lorenzo Jones. And you're sure to enjoy the delightfully different show, Hotel for Pets, a new feature brought to you every weekday, and the unusual interview show called It Pays to Be Married with popular Jay Stewart as Master of Ceremonies. All these and many more to brighten your morning and afternoon hours and speed the busy week on its way. Just keep tuned to NBC Radio.
Oh, McGee, it's been a wonderful evening. Just the two of us, dancing every dance. Oh, silly boy, of course I like you better than that rich Otis Cadwallader with his Stutz Bearcat. You can kiss me if you...
Hey, Molly! When are you going to turn that dad-ratted thing off and come to bed? You played it 15 times now, and I want to get some sleep.
Uh-oh. Dad's still awake. All right, dearie, I'll be right up.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Mr. Rafferty, and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. This is John Wall saying, don't miss McGee buying Molly a Parisian hat for Valentine's Day tomorrow. Good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve for more fun in Summerfield tonight on the NBC Radio Network.